Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Invited to share your thoughts and opinions. 603-283-6160 if you would like to do that. Again, that number is 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And there are a number of dollar tethers and things like that, these stable coins, as they're called, that are backed, that are pegged one-to-one to one specific fiat currency or another. We were just, during the break, watching an explanation of how Luna and Terra
and Luna. Well, Luna is Terra's cryptocurrency, and from that, they mint these USTs into existence. So essentially, one of their USTs is backed by a dollar's worth of Luna.
It's a very...
There's no actual U.S. dollars involved, which must be pissing off the government.
Yeah, I like that aspect of it, because as we've talked about before, there's really no mechanism in place to ensure that Tether actually has the USD that they're supposed to have. And I don't want a government mechanism in place or anything like that. I don't think that would do any good.
Well, the traditional mechanism of something that is backed by a thing, whatever the promise is, whether it's a note that is backed by an ounce of gold or whatever, or something in a vault somewhere, the traditional check on that is a third-party audit is hired. So an auditing company that is not Tether, some third party, some supposedly trusted authority would then come in to the vault and they would say, looks like you have this amount of blah, 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 blah. And they, you know, they come up with a list of all the things that are supposedly that Tether says are backing the Tether right now. And then they would verify that. For whatever reason, that doesn't exist with Tether, not to my knowledge, at least. Now, I don't follow them closely as far as the controversy about them, but for years there has been a controversy, a question mark, as to whether or not Tether, the number one stablecoin on the planet with nearly $80 billion that they claim to have, that they've issued. They've issued like $78 billion worth of these Tethers. So supposedly they have $78 billion worth of assets and presumably they're liquid, meaning they're available.
Well, hopefully they're not in the United States.
Oh, I'm sure that they are in many cases in the United States.
Well, that's silly on their part.
Well, that's the problem with centralized stable coins is they have to physically have something somewhere in order to back them up. So somewhere they've got a vault, somewhere they've got a bank account or a series of bank accounts or whatever, and those can be raided by governments. And governments have the government gangs have their eyes on these stablecoin people because they feel like they're a threat.
Well, I mean, they beat the Central Bank of the United States to doing what the Central Bank of the United States wants to do, which is to create its own digital currency. But
well, they haven't even made a decision on that yet. Last I heard, the Central Bank in the United States is still just researching. So other central banks in the rest of the world have done this. Apparently, the Nigerian Naira has launched as what they call a central bank digital currency.
China allegedly has
China's
done it.
China's working on it. I don't know if they're done yet.
Okay.
I'm not sure what the status is.
I thought it had launched.
I think Nigeria actually beat everybody to the punch, but I could be wrong about that.
You know, it raises the question of why should there be a central bank digital currency when the free market has already solved that problem and created a currency that is representative of the USD online.
Well, the answer from their perspective is total control of your finances.
Yes.
And monitoring.
But they already have that with Tether, and that's one of the biggest reasons I want to see it go down. They have in the past, and they are doing it now, and they will continue to do it, freezing people's assets because some government or another told them to. And I believe you have a story about this. And again, this isn't a new thing. This is, oh yes, this has happened again. And this time it just happens to be for a substantial amount of Tether at more than $1 million worth.
The blockcrypto.com reporting that Tether has now blacklisted an address on the Ethereum network that had over $1 million USDT, which are what the short code is for Tether, in it. The Tether spokesperson told the Block that Tether regularly works with regulators and police for freezing addresses. The stablecoin issuer froze over $1 million, according to on-chain data. The amount is significant, given it belongs all to one address Tether called the added blacklist function on December 30th to block the address with the transaction. And then they cite here in the article, for those that want to verify, you can go and look and see the address and see it's,
so they
it's
just,
sitting there.
They just burned $1 million of someone's money.
Well, I don't know if they burned it. They've blacklisted it, meaning that it cannot move from that address. Presumably, Tether has the ability to move it as well. So
you would think so.
I'm guessing that what they've done here is there's probably some sort of criminal investigation going on regarding this. The police contacted Tether and said, hey, can you freeze this address for us? And they said, sure, officer. And then they did that. And then maybe at some point they will be authorized to move the $1 million into the government's address.
Hopefully not.
I'm just guessing that they have that ability.
I'm sure they do.
I believe I've read that they can undo a transaction. So if they
can undo a transaction,
they can probably move anything anywhere that they want to, would be my guess. Because it's all just with these stable coins like Tether, these centrally backed stable coins, these are what are called smart contracts. And
right.
So clearly they have certain administrative functions programmed into these smart contracts that allow somebody with control to go in there and just steal things.
Smart contracts are so fascinating. I remember when they first began, you know, really being talked about a number of years ago. I wish I had learned more about them and how they function and what can be done with them, but I just didn't because it's so technical. But basically, it's like an if-then statement. If this is true, then this happens as a result. And that's what these smart contracts are. What makes them smart is that they're self-executing. They're able to detect when those conditions are met and fulfill the contract as a result of that.
Yeah, well, smart contract is a different way of saying program, because what Ethereum basically is, for listeners that aren't familiar, Ethereum's the number two cryptocurrency by market cap. So Bitcoin's number one, Ethereum's number two.
Sadly, Ethereum somehow has not managed to kill itself yet.
Well, Ethereum is useful. It's just not as useful because the fees have gone absolutely insane. The network is just full and has not scaled appropriately. And they're trying to fix that, but it hasn't happened yet. So maybe they will. Maybe they won't.
I don't know that I can agree that Ethereum is useful. Not since the hard fork that created Ethereum Classic. Someone got robbed. We're going to roll back the entire blockchain. At that point, I mean, they kind of stop being useful because I can't trust that a transaction on their network isn't going to be just undone at their will.
I get where you're coming from on that. The fact is that hasn't happened since then, and there's certainly been plenty of scams that have been run on Ethereum since that time. So, yes, they could do that again, but by definition it's useful because it's being used by, I don't know how many millions of people all around the world to issue tokens and to write smart contracts and so on and so forth. So
and
it's
I
very,
suspect
very
with the number of smart contracts and tokens that exist right now, it would be very difficult for them to roll back the Ethereum network, because that's going to affect every single one of those tokens and smart contracts and whatever else has been sent and received or executed on the Ethereum network.
By the way, according to the statistics here, the folks over at theblockcrypto.com, which wrote this article, they've got a little chart that shows the number of USDT banned addresses on the Ethereum blockchain. According to this, in the last, looks like it really ramped up in 2020. So toward the end of 2020, they really started to kick into gear and ban a whole bunch of addresses. It went from a total of 96 addresses that had been banned all the way from going back from like early 2018 through October of 2020. And then all of a sudden it went from 96 to 219 within like a couple of weeks.
That's a huge spike.
And now it's up to around 523. So there's several hundred addresses that have been frozen due to whatever governments have requested Tether to do this sort of thing.
No.
So your money is not safe. It is if it is on one of these. First of all, it's not safe because it's in dollars. Secondly, because you're going to lose value as the U.S. government prints more of them. But it's certainly not safe in the case of centralized stable coins, because if they want to, they can just reach right in and freeze your money.
Does it say whatever happened to the original 96 that were blacked out or whatever? Did those funds ever get moved anywhere?
No, I don't have that information. I'm not sure about that.
I Either way, I would avoid any cryptocurrency where they can just freeze all of your assets. That, to me, is sort of counter to what cryptocurrency was supposed to be, where you could control it. You didn't have to ask anyone's permission. No one could deny you that permission. It was your money. You could spend it however you wanted, whenever you wanted. The U.S. dollar tether at least goes counter to that. 603-283-6160 if you want to. And we're going to talk about Pakistan also freezing accounts.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Were you everybody? you to take control of the airwaves. Share your thoughts and opinions. 603-283-6160 if you'd like to do that. Again, that number is 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And longtime co-host and friend Nobody. We're not allowed to have any contact with him. In fact, he's also not allowed to make any public statements, from what I understand.
That's right.
No television or radio appearances or anything like that. But we feel like he has said some things that still need to be said. So Bonnie has been going through in recent weeks, looking at old videos of him and, you know, his Twitter feed and stuff like that, finding quotes from Nobody that we can share with people. Tonight's is, an anarchist is one who takes the old adage to its logical conclusion and realizes that government, which governs the best, is the one that governs not at all. And that's a statement I love, and I sort of said that when I ran for sheriff. I said that to Republicans. Hey, you like low taxes, right? Well, I just go a little bit further than that to its conclusion of no taxes.
Indeed.
So just a little bit more extreme to take things to its logical conclusion, but it is the logical conclusion. If government is bad,
it is.
Get rid of it.
Taxes are, some would say theft, I would say extortion. Either way, it's bad and needs to be ended.
I think technically extortion is probably closer, because people do pay their taxes. The government doesn't come and rob them, but they do that because, you know, they're sort of being told that they don't.
Then, somebody's going to hurt them.
Yes, which is classic extortion. That's mob extortion. That's saying, hey, we want our protection money, otherwise something bad may happen to you or your family. And governments around the world have used that to extort Tether into blacklisting, I think you said, 500 and something different Ethereum addresses. The most recent, more than $1 million of Tether frozen.
And that's because Tether is a company, a centralized entity that exists to serve the state, ultimately. I mean, if they don't do what the state wants them to, they'll get shut down. They will have their accounts raided. They will be completely destroyed by the state. And so they have to cozy up to the state, even though the sort of the purpose of cryptocurrency and its original founding document from Satoshi Nakamoto, which we just celebrated Bitcoin's 13th birthday yesterday, was to essentially undermine state money and undermine the banking monopoly or oligopoly system and give people an opportunity to actually have control over their value for the first time ever, basically.
And it's been very successful at that.
So, you know,
no one can blacklist. I mean, Coinbase can blacklist your Bitcoin address and say, oh, we're not taking Bitcoin from this address, but that doesn't freeze your Bitcoin. You can still send it and receive it, just not to Coinbase.
As long as you don't have it on Coinbase, yes. If you have it in your own wallet, then you have control over it. And that was sort of the ethos of cryptocurrency, is control over your money. And Tether goes backwards on that. Tether gives them control. If they want to freeze your account, they can freeze your account. If they want to reverse a transaction, they can reverse a transaction. And they are completely beholden to the state. Now, the New York State, I believe, is suing Tether at the moment for access to whatever sort of proof that they have that they're actually backed. So the state ain't being friendly towards Tether, but yet Tether's trying to be friendly towards the state.
Well, we saw the same thing with Coinbase,
right,
with its CEO and its people doing everything they can to kiss up to government, and the government's like, yep, nope, the SEC's coming after you anyway.
Well, guess who's running the number two largest stablecoin on the planet?
Binance?
Coinbase.
It's Coinbase?
USDC.
Okay.
Coinbase is a partner. I think they're partnered with a company called Circle, but Coinbase is a major player in USDC. It's basically their stablecoin.
I was not aware.
Yeah, if you're on Coinbase these days, you can get their USDC native by just depositing dollars from your bank account.
So they beat out Binance Coin already?
Am I
misremembering? Binance?
USDC's in the top 10. Binance is, I think, number 14 or something like that. USDC, I think there's around $40 billion. In circulation out there. Now, USDC actually does have audits, from what I understand, in place. They're insured, so there's definitely...
Well, it's Coinbase. I'd expect them to jump through all of the hoops and do everything they can to get their paperwork signed and in order.
Yeah, but either way, both Coinbase and Tether are centralized corporations. They are points that governments will put pressure on and are putting pressure on, because, you know, the state is embarrassed by stablecoins. As you pointed out, the stablecoins beat the state to the punch at issuing a truly digital version of the dollar, meaning that even though they have their abilities to freeze accounts and all that, for the most part, you can create a cryptocurrency wallet, like Edge Wallet or something like that, and you can receive these crypto tokens, these stable coins, from whoever wants to pay them to you, and then you can send them to whomever you want, and these things are confirmed within, I don't know, however quick an Ethereum transaction is. I think that's like just a couple minutes or less. I think Ethereum is like maybe less than once a minute. I'm honestly not sure what it is offhand, but it is faster, way faster than Bitcoin.
But it's the equivalent of sending someone that amount in actual U.S. dollars.
Right.
It's the equivalent of writing them a check or making a debit card payment or wiring them money or Western
Union.
Without
having to wait on Western Union or without having to wait on the banks and the, you know, the ACH system or the wiring system. So
not to mention the fees that are attached to using these things.
Well, of course, the Ethereum fees are ridiculously high. So
that's true.
It's a bad plan, actually, to send them for small amounts these days. But there are, to be fair, Tether actually does exist on multiple platforms. So, for instance, on a Bitcoin Cash token, I believe Tether exists there, and there wouldn't be a way for them to freeze a Bitcoin Cash address. So there may be some ways to use Tether which would avoid that. It's something I haven't looked deeply into, and I'm not sure offhand which blockchains that they're on. And although I know that they are on Bitcoin Cash as a token, I don't know how many of them are on Bitcoin Cash or how often
right.
it is used. So like most
or what
people,
the differences are between their Ethereum version and their Bitcoin Cash version.
Well, the Bitcoin Cash one would be cheap. You'd be able to easily send it for a fraction of a penny. That
Fair
would be
point.
A huge difference right there.
And hopefully there's a different. I would hope that the Bitcoin Cash smart contract system doesn't allow for Tether to freeze people's assets. So I hope that
that's
technology
what I'm saying. Yeah, I don't think it's a smart contract.
Even there.
Yeah, it's. I don't think Bitcoin Cash. The Bitcoin Cash tokens are not smart contract based tokens. They've just issued. They built tokens into Bitcoin Cash. It's not like something that I don't think Tether can specify any details about. We get to freeze your accounts. That's my understanding of that. But like I said, I'm not an expert. Don't take that as God's word here.
I remember when they introduced tokens, when Bitcoin Cash, that is, introduced tokens, but I didn't read into the specifics or anything like that. I created a Bitcoin Cash token, and it was useless, and, you know, it took me 0.0000, infinitesimally small amount of Bitcoin Cash in order to create this token that I never did absolutely anything with, but it was a neat thing. It was really simple to do. It was a little bit simpler, I would say, than creating an Ethereum token, but that's because Ethereum requires you to install MetaMask or Parity or something like that in order to create your token. I imagine you can do it online now, but
I'm sure.
Back then you had to use Parity or something along those lines in order to do it. It just wasn't very user-friendly. Here, all you had to have was a Bitcoin Cash wallet. There you go. You can create your token.
Yep.
So it wasn't difficult by any means. And but, of course, I didn't try to do anything complicated with it, like pegging it to the dollar or anything like that. Or try, well, if this person has some of my tokens, can I freeze that person's tokens? Hopefully those things just aren't supported by the Bitcoin Cash network. And, of course, now I can't really look into it, so I'm just never going to really have the answer to that, regrettably, unless you know the answer. 603-283-6160. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
U.S. USA Radio News.
A traffic nightmare in Virginia along I-95, which started Monday, continued into Tuesday, and drivers are demanding answers from Virginia officials. Road crews struggled to reach hundreds of motorists on Tuesday after being stranded all night in freezing temperatures along the 50-mile stretch. As of early Tuesday afternoon, the Virginia Department of Transportation worked to reopen a large portion of I-95 and is warning travelers to expect congestion along major routes. Michigan set a pandemic record Monday with 96 children hospitalized with COVID-19. Chief Medical Executive Dr. Natasha Bagdasarian spoke to WXYZ.
Our hospitals are completely overwhelmed. Our hospitals are struggling. We've had to ask for federal assistance. We're in a bad place.
The previous pediatric pandemic high was 71. This is USA Radio News. Apple is now worth $3 trillion.
Apple Technology on Monday became the first publicly traded company to be worth $3 trillion. It comes less than 2 years after the company became the first to get a $2 trillion valuation. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott is suing the Biden administration to block the Pentagon's vaccine mandate for the Texas National Guard, saying it contradicts his own order against punishing guardsmen who refuse a COVID-19 shot. In a letter on Tuesday, Abbott claimed the federal government has put Texas guardsmen in a, quote, difficult position. The lawsuit comes after Abbott told Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin he will not impose a vaccine mandate on Texas National Guardsmen. And Facebook has restored access to an advertising account linked to the conservative children's book publisher Heroes of Liberty after the lockout sparked an outcry on social media. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. Your calls and opinions are welcome. 603-283-6160 if you'd like to weigh in. Again, that number is 603-283-6160. We're talking about government overreach in general tonight. And this is one of the issues with the U.S. dollar as a whole. Unless you have cash in your pocket, which you don't really want to do because cash is constantly losing value. So you don't want to just have, you know, your life savings sitting around in your house in cash under the mattress or whatever. So unless you have that, though, the U.S. government can pretty much just seize your money or freeze your account whenever they want. Or the bank will do it because of U.S. regulations, or Tether will do it because of upcoming U.S. regulations. Or governments will just, they like being able to control people's finances because this is how they control you.
Mm-hmm.
This is what we're seeing with the adaptation of the central bank digital currency that's going to be developed in China. They've already got the social credit system in place. If you make your government sufficiently unhappy, they'll just cut off your ability to buy food, to pay your rent, to spend any money whatsoever. That's the ultimate level of control for them. And I oppose that. I don't like the fact that they can have your bank account closed or have your money frozen on Tether. If you add in the social credit system and all that other stuff, it's a terrible idea. So we already do have decentralized dollar tethers. I don't really see the need in the long run for dollar tethers. I'd rather...
As long as people value the dollar, there's a use for a dollar tether.
I'd rather see the dollar eliminated from society as a whole, though.
Me too. But that's probably not going to happen next year.
No, it's going to happen eventually.
I mean, look how long the Bolivar has held on. I mean, this thing has been debased beyond belief. The Venezuelan Bolivar, for listeners that don't know, we mentioned it last night. In the last decade, it has been, not just the last decade,
I think
in
we
the last
like
5 years, they have slashed 11 zeros off the back of the Bolivar, meaning that it was 5 zeros in 2018 and then another 6 zeros, I believe, in October.
So this is like... I can't even quickly process what sort of number has like a 1 and then 11 zeros off of it.
Yeah, it's a lot.
It feels like that's probably $10 billion or something like that, just guessing.
More.
But it's like waking up with a $10 billion bill and having your government tell you that, oh, no, that's worth $1 now.
Yeah, that's what they did.
And it stills, I mean, your money isn't very valuable in the first place if you have that much of it, but it doesn't solve anything. It's just the government playing with zeros and robbing you blind in the process. And I tend to think eventually the United States government is going to have to pull something like that. I don't know how far away we are from that, but eventually they're going to have to try it because that's the only trick they're going to have left in order to pull the wool over people's eyes.
So 11 zeros would take $100 billion and make it $1.
I can't even imagine a economic system. How horrible must it be in Venezuela? How much? What would a loaf of bread cost in Venezuela if
prior to the last redenomination, hundreds of thousands of
it seems like it would have to be significantly more than
millions of bolivar.
Yeah, or billions.
Yeah.
If they can knock off so many zeros that people had $100 billion notes in their pockets. Absolutely insane. The U.S. government isn't quite that bad with this inflation.
But it just goes to show, the point I brought up there was that the Bolivar's still around. It's changed form 4 different times, but they still call the thing that they have today a Bolivar. And, there was the Bolivar Fuerte was the strong Bolivar. That was the one that they created after the previous Bolivar when they knocked 3 zeros. But only back in the day, they only knocked 3 zeros off in 2007 to create the Bolivar Fuerte. And then 11 years later, in 2018, they then knocked 5 zeros off to create the Bolivar Soberano, which stands for Sovereign Bolivar, which is just laughable, right? The Sovereign. Yeah. And then now, I think they're calling it the Digital Bolivar. I think that's the new term for it, and that's the one they knocked 6 zeros off the Sovereign Bolivar to create the new Digital Bolivar.
And it's just a matter of time before they're knocking more zeros off.
Well, I think their plan is to go to a central bank digital currency eventually there in Venezuela, so their plan is to get rid of the physical currency, and then they can just manipulate the hell out of the money supply. That's the other benefit of the central bank digital currency, is like if you actually have physical dollars running around, then that causes problems. People can hoard them. You don't know how many of them that people have. So I've got problems from the government's perspective. They want to know how much you have. They want to have total control and the ability to just press a button and increase the money supply, press a button and then just pay oodles of new dollars to their, government-connected buddies in the military and the medical-industrial complexes, rather than actually having to print up new, new denominations of currency and then recall old ones, because that's what Venezuela has to do, right? If they knock 6 zeros off of their million bolivar bill, well, then that means people need to go to the banks and turn in their millions to get ones. So there's this whole big shifting process of replacements that goes on over 6 months or however long of a period of time. If they have a central bank digital currency, all that problem is gone.
It's already mostly gone for the United States. I think the number is like 97% of all USD in circulation exists only in digital form.
Wow.
Like,
that's crazy.
Yeah. So it's already largely digital only.
Yeah.
If the U.S. government says, hey, we need $10 trillion or whatever, the Federal Reserve doesn't actually have to print it. They just say, okay, here, we'll send that number over on the computer. Now you have $10 trillion, and
that's
the government spends $10 trillion. It's a complete mess.
Yeah.
But Tether and companies like it, they did beat the central banks to creating these digital currencies. And I don't like that there's still a weak point for the government to pressure, but I would rather it be USDT instead of Federal Reserve coin or whatever, you know.
Yeah, and again, the Federal Reserve hasn't yet made a decision. They've been investigating and investigating and investigating as to whether or not they want to go through with a dollar, not stablecoin, but central bank digital currency, as they call it, which is not a cryptocurrency, just to be clear. It's not cryptography. It's not, you know, secure. It's completely controlled and completely, you know, monitored by the overseer, the federal
government. More or less the opposite of what we would want out of a cryptocurrency.
Yes, it will disempower people and make them more addicted to the state, because it will allow them to make, for instance, welfare payments. All welfare payments will then go through the federal system. You know, right now, if you're getting a stimulus check, they still have to send the money to the banks.
Yeah.
Well, now they would just accredit your account in the Federal Reserve system, because every individual would then have a Federal Reserve account with the central bank digital currency. And this is one of the reasons why they're having a tough time pitching this, is because it effectively will disempower private banks. And the private banks, they got a lot of money locked up, right? Like, there's trillions of dollars in the banking's
business. Well, aren't the private banks and the Federal Reserve Bank basically the same thing?
Ultimately, no. The private banks are essentially offshoots from the Federal Reserve Bank. They exist to the pleasure of the Federal Reserve Bank. But if the Federal Reserve Bank says, yeah, we don't really need you guys anymore, we're going to do this ourselves, then
but
that cuts them out.
Isn't it like the 12 largest banks in the United States that comprise the Federal Reserve Bank? Like Bank of America, Wells Fargo, I think. J.P. Morgan
Chase?
I'm
not sure about that. I suspect some of them serve on boards of the Federal Reserve, there's different Federal Reserve branches around the country. I suspect some of the bankers are involved in those things, but I don't know for sure, you know, how much of them are.
See, I always understood it to be sort of like the UN, and these 12 major banks were like the UN Security Council. Were like, they were permanent, and they were the whole thing, sort of, but...
Well, if that's true, then the central bank digital currency has no chance. But the fact is, they are looking at this, and the reason is because it benefits the state. And I don't know. That's an interesting question, Aria, to find out what portion of the Federal Reserve boards are made up of by major bankers. If it's a large portion, it's going to have a tough time getting the central bank digital currency through, because it is ultimately a threat to the status quo of big bankers.
And it's been such a long time since I looked into the Federal Reserve Bank. I mean, that was like 2008, Aria, right? And I don't remember all the details. I just remember, man, this system sounds horrible, and there's nothing they can do to convince me otherwise. But I don't remember the specifics of how it worked or why it was so tightly closed to major, tightly tied to major banks. Maybe you remember. 603-283-6160.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, going into the final segment here on an episode where we've been talking about just government overreach, governments controlling people. Even Sarah got in on it and decided to point out that governments want stupid people. They don't want people who can think for themselves. They want a dumbed-down public, and that's the entire point, as far as I can tell, of the American education system. It certainly didn't teach me much that was very useful or that was going to help me think critically. All of that stuff I learned outside of school. So the governments, they like controlling people. That's well known. And I mean, even our quote from Nobody tonight was all about the overreach and the evils that are government agencies. They're violent, criminal sociopaths. Well, they're not criminal because they set up the system where they're allowed to be violent sociopaths, and it doesn't count.
It's legal when
as criminal.
It.
Yes. Yeah. But that's all they are. They're violent psychopaths, and they like controlling people's lives, and they want dumb people in order to do that, and they want more control over your life in whatever form it can take. We may see some sort of central bank digital currency in the United States. I tend to think we probably won't, but who knows? They don't need that, though. They have the same abilities that the Pakistani government is demonstrating, and you have an article about that where they have frozen people's bank accounts for being involved in crypto trading. Is crypto trading illegal in Pakistan?
Good question. Here's a story from news.bitcoin.com. And I learned something about, speaking of inflation, we mentioned Turkey's inflation is looking pretty bad right now with two digits. I've got an update on that. We'll get to that.
Yeah, that was something like 30% the 36%. Last we talked about.
Yeah.
Painful.
News.bitcoin.com reporting here that authorities in Pakistan have moved to seize hundreds of bank accounts and cards belonging to cryptocurrency traders. According to local media, they've been allegedly used to make transactions worth to close to $300,000 through digital asset exchanges, including major platforms. The bank accounts and the names of over 1,000 individuals have been frozen by Pakistan's Federal Investigation Agency, the FIA. The law enforcement authority acted on request.
So their version of the FBI.
Sounds like it.
Yeah.
On request from the Cyber Crime Reporting Center in Islamabad, according to the Pakistan Observer this week. Officials claim the accounts have been utilized to process transactions worth a total of 51 million Pakistani rupees, which is near to 290,000 U.S. dollars, made by persons to and from a number of crypto exchanges such as Binance, Coinbase, and CoinMama. The agency has also blocked their credit cards, which have been used to buy and sell digital coins.
So these people are just locked out of the banking system.
Yep. The publication added it reminded residents that the State Bank of Pakistan prohibits the purchase and sale of cryptocurrencies with a circular issued by its Banking Policy and Regulation Department as of April of 2018. Despite the ban, however, cryptos like Bitcoin have enjoyed growing popularity among investors in the country. According to an estimate from a recently published report by the Federation of Pakistan Chambers of Commerce and Industry, Pakistanis hold $20 billion worth of cryptocurrency. So it just goes to show that even in countries where crypto is prohibited, essentially, that now whether it's prohibited to keep the crypto is not clear, but the state bank is saying you cannot buy or sell crypto.
But presumably you could earn it as payment for goods and services, presumably.
Maybe, but
I wouldn't want to fight the Pakistani government about it.
Well, we're in the midst of fighting the American government, yeah, and it's supposedly legal here.
Well, that one will behead me. Probably.
That's true. And they're not beheading these people. They're just freezing their bank accounts and basically making them, you know, completely unbanked and outside of the system. Whether they're going to prosecute them.
I don't know what that's like.
Yeah, whether they're going to prosecute them next, that's another question. But again, Pakistanis hold $20 billion worth of crypto, according to a survey or a report
by
the Chamber of Commerce. At a press conference recently, the industry spokesperson noted that the quoted valuation of the digital currency owned by Pakistanis is based on research carried out by their board. In reality, the true total of crypto holdings may be much higher, as many Pakistanis are buying coins via peer-to-peer deals, which remain undetected. So they're calling on the government to introduce a policy to regulate and facilitate crypto-related transactions, pointing out that their regional rival, India, has already taken steps to implement rules for the sector. His association.
It didn't work, though, did it? When India did it?
I'm not sure.
I'm sure there's still people in India buying and selling Bitcoin, just like there are in China.
No. India's trying to allow it. They're trying to regulate it, but control it, right?
Well, I wish them the best of luck with that. It doesn't seem possible, but sure, let them have their little death throes if that's what they want.
But that's not the only country doing the same sort of thing. I mentioned to you Nigeria has rolled out a central bank digital currency. Well, at the same time, they're also freezing bank accounts, according to
Coin. You see, you can't do that.
Oh, yes, they can.
You shouldn't be that big of a hypocrite where you're like, we're going to implement this technology because it's great and it's going to improve things, but you can't use any of the actual improved versions of it.
Cointelegraph.com reporting, this was from back in November. I've held on to this story, but since it ties in here. In February, the Central Bank of Nigeria banned banks from servicing crypto exchanges in the country, citing concerns.
What is my Nigerian prince lover going to do next time I try to send him Bitcoin?
Well, you can still send it to him. You just can't exchange it at a bank. Citing concerns including volatility, money laundering, and the financing of terrorism. So basically they're saying that the banks in Nigeria cannot have a central cannot host accounts for cryptocurrency exchangers, essentially. So if you were to open up an exchange in Nigeria, you wouldn't be able to actually, put any money into an actual Nigerian bank account. The central bank ordered all commercial banks to freeze accounts of at least two individuals that they believed were engaged in crypto trading, according to a report from the Nigerian news outlet The People's Gazette. The CBN Director of Banking Supervision issued a notice directing the central bank to close accounts of two alleged crypto traders and move their funds to suspense accounts. The crackdown is part of a larger move by banking regulators to immediately close the accounts of Nigerian residents or companies that are, quote, transacting in or operating cryptocurrency exchanges using local banks. Sound familiar?
It does. Mm-hmm. So Nigeria's central bank digital currency rollout wasn't, universal. They still have, quote, private banks.
They do.
That people can still bank with.
Correct.
See, I tend to think in the United States, well, it would be a slow rollout here as well.
They wouldn't be able to close. The private banks wouldn't close overnight.
Yeah.
But it is a threat to their status quo to release the central bank digital
currency. They're redundant at that point.
Yeah,
why have a bank account with, you know, your local credit union when you have exactly the same functionality from the U.S. government?
Well, you know, that presumes the U.S. government app is going to be useful.
That's true.
I mean, the bank apps aren't great generally, but I'd be willing to bet that the Bank of America and the, you know, other mega bank apps will still be better than the U.S. central bank digital currency app.
I don't trust the U.S. government to be able to protect people's unique accounts in that way. What are they going to tie this to, your social security number?
Oh, you bet. They will.
In which case, identity theft is a much bigger issue. You can't just undo somebody wiping out literally all of your money.
Well, but they could just undo the transaction, I presume, because they would have total control over those accounts.
Still, it sounds dangerous, and I don't trust the U.S. government to be able to implement enough safeguards to actually make this secure and reliable.
Well, despite the central bank's actions in Nigeria, their crypto market has emerged as one of the biggest in Africa. Whenever you look at, like, local bitcoins and where people are buying bitcoins on the planet, Nigeria and Venezuela are two of the, at least last time I checked, two of the biggest.
That's probably because that's one of these peer-to-peer exchanges, and Nigeria won't let them buy Bitcoin any other way.
And with the continent's overall retail transaction volume having increased by more than 1,200% between July of 2020 and June of 2021. So,
hey, that's good news. People regard Africa as poor. If they keep buying Bitcoin, Africa's
that's
not going to be
change.
Poor that much longer.
Yeah, absolutely.
So good for them.
The central bank in Nigeria is preparing to introduce the country's central bank digital currency, the e-Naira, following approval from their federal high court in October. So I guess it's not out yet, but it's on the way to the people of Nigeria.
Well, even when it is out, as you pointed out, it's going to have to be rolled out slowly. The banks won't disappear overnight. That's probably unfortunate to the governments that are implementing these things, because that means they have to take an additional step to freeze your funds, right? They have to go to the bank and say, hey, freeze this person's account so they have the central bank digital currency in place. They don't have to do that.
Press the button.
Yeah, it's just click. All right, you're done.
Guilty until proven innocent.
Your ability to use money wiped out in an instant by your government. That's what a central bank digital currency will achieve.
So basically, the difference between the United States and Nigeria and Pakistan is, in Nigeria and Pakistan, they actually made things illegal before enforcing on them. Whereas here, they're just going ahead and arresting people and taking them to court.
It does seem to be the case.
One other interesting point here. We mentioned that Turkey's inflation is 36% compared to last year at this time. But interestingly, Tether's top trading pair is with the Turkish lira right now, with 29% of all Tether trades coming from the Turkish lira. So the Turkish people are getting out of that and getting into stable coins.
Good for them. We're out of time for tonight. You can join us on our chat server at chat.freetalklive.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. you could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.